Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you're looking for something to do this Sunday night, March 1st, Helium Comedy Club, Michael Rappaport is coming back into town. Actor, comedian, and Real Housewives of Wherever commentator. I just learned this today. Michael Rappaport, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Well, thank you for coming on. I ran into you. You were here in our building a couple of years ago, and I did not have you on this show. I was disappointed because I wasn't sure that you were here. I didn't know you were going to be here, and I got a chance to say hi. I'm a fan. But here's what I learned this afternoon. Did not know this. I got to play. We have a little political roundtable that's on in the previous hour. One of the state reps that was on, Donna Behringer, heard that you were on the show. Mm-hmm. My friend Jane is here with me, and Donna was very excited. She thought Michael was going to be here. And what she said was, well, I'll just let you hear it here. Here's what she said.
We love Mike Rappaport because he has what's called the Rappaport, and he tells us what he thinks about the different shows on Bravo.
The quote from Donna, though, as she walked into the studio was, and I'll have to confirm this with Michael, is women love him. Is that true? Women love Michael?
On the Bravo show, yes.
Because he dishes.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
He dishes like no one can dish.
He can throw tea like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, but he's a tall, sexy man, too, right?
Well, when he dishes, he is.
You are a sexy man, Michael Rappaport. But I did not know that, and that's a St. Louis connection with Andy Cohen. So I'm shamefully, I was unaware of that role.
He's jealous.
Well, I'm blushing. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm blushing from that. I really appreciate that. I love the Housewives. It is true. I don't know why they haven't made Real Housewives of St. Louis. I'm a big fan of all the shows, Real Housewives in New York, Dallas, Orange County, Atlanta, the all of it. That and sports is what I watch the most religiously. I obviously have to talk about that a little bit in my stand-up comedy shows, which I'll be doing two of them at the Helium Comedy Club Sunday night. And I'm excited to be back in St. Louis.
We need Real Housewives of St. Louis.
That's a great idea.
That is the best idea of the century.
Yeah, you definitely need Real Housewives of St. Louis. The mastermind of it all, Andy Cohen, needs to find some guys to do a Real Housewives of St. Louis. Sorry, that's a train passing over. I hope it's not too loud. Apologize.
That's all right.
That happens.
That's all right. Well, look, I also, you know, this is uncomfortable sometimes for terrestrial radio folks to admit, but I don't really care. I'm a pretty big Howard Stern fan, and I can't remember. Did your fantasy team suck, or did you win that league this year?
My fantasy team was fantastic, but coming in second place in a fantasy football league means nothing. So at the end of the day, I'm not going to say it sucks, but if it's championship or bust in fantasy football. So I came up short to Richard Christie. He's a big Kansas City Chiefs fan. I know you guys, I think it's disgusting that St. Louis doesn't have a football team. I always loved the St. Louis Cardinals teams growing up as a kid. O.J. Anderson was one of my favorite players. So I feel like football needs to be back in St. Louis ASAP.
Well, you know, we have this, and it's been amazing because a lot of us didn't predict this, but we have an XFL team, the St. Louis Battlehawks, and I was sort of scoffing at the whole notion of this league and everything, but it's been a huge success. So they didn't sell tickets for the Upper Bowl at our dome here, but they just sold the Lower Bowl. They sold it out last weekend.
I heard, and that's good. I mean, you know, you guys have a thirst for football. Mm-hmm. I they love the sport out there, and I feel like the NFL – did St. Louis football fans wrong.
I mean, could he get any sexier?
XFL.
Could you get any sexier? Could you get any sexier? I mean, first he dishes about the Housewives, and now we know that he believes that the NFL screwed us. So now I really love this guy.
Oh, yeah. I totally think it was unfair. You know, I don't know how that works with the politics and the money. It's the same thing like the San Diego Chargers. And now you have the Oakland Raiders. They're going to be in Las Vegas. It's ridiculous. The Las Vegas Raiders, there's no football team in Oakland. Give me a break. It's ridiculous.
Well, you'd find a lot of sympathy here, and you probably know that. So do you, when you do the stand-up, and here, this is always a tricky question these days, and Jane and I are on opposite sides of politics, but we're able to get along, and in the last hour, that's sort of the concept of the show, that everyone weighs in from different perspectives. Does Michael Rappaport touch politics in the show?
I definitely talk politics. I think it's on everybody's mind, whether you follow it, or not. I do it in a fun way. I poke fun at everybody, including myself. But, I touch it. I think I have a fun perspective on it. And, people get a kick out of it. So I'm looking forward to bringing that to the stage Sunday night in St. Louis.
By the way, for tickets, you go to michaelrappaportcomedy.com. MichaelRappaportComedy.com for tickets for the shows on Sunday night. Where are you, Michael Rappaport, on some of the PC stuff that's been happening out there with comedians? Look, you even had a actor this week, and you probably even know him, and I think you even had a voice on The Simpsons, but Hank Azaria has decided that he's not going to voice of who? The Indian immigrant, and now he's expressing regrets for that. And that's sort of stunning to me, and I don't know if comedians should be doing that, expressing regrets for things that were funny in the past.
I don't know. You know, everything has changed in the last few years, and I think that we're letting social media dictate more than it should. I think that we let hashtags and things that are trending for a couple hours on Twitter represent the entire world's opinion. And I think if you just take a breath and you let things get some air, you're able to make more objective decisions. I think that particularly with comedy, listen, if it was the old pie in the face, which was, you know, the staple of comedy, you know, for years and years and years, you would call that bullying now. Everybody did the pie in the face, from Lucy to Laverne and Shirley to, you know, the Ed Sullivan Show. And now you would call it bullying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's out of control. I think, you know, people can continue to learn to improve, all of us. But, you have to be able to decipher humor, sarcasm, and, ball breaking from, vicious attacks. And it's a crazy time. And I think we're going to all hopefully come out on the other side of it, better people, but not so sensitive.
I hope so, because, look, I think that I can laugh at things that are very offensive, and I know you were on Louis, and Louis C.K. swung through here and did a show at one of our clubs a year ago, and it was fantastic, and I just hate people's, look, some people do things that are
funny.
Disgusting, and I'm not comparing him to Harvey Weinstein, because I think there's a big difference, but you can still be funny, and there are people who are losing their careers over what they thought was funny, and all of a sudden it's not, or deemed not.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with you. And what's the punishment? You know, it's like, okay, Louis did wrong, but what's the punishment? He's not going to jail. Who decides what the punishment is? People come out to see the shows. They're having great times. I know he's killing it back on the road. Should you be shamed and castrated for going to enjoy Louis C.K.? Like, when does it end?
Sentence? I mean, really?
Yeah, and who's deciding that? Why is that person deciding it? So it's a crazy time, and you know, my comedy is definitely, you know, I call it disruptive comedy tour 2020. And you know, like I said, I break balls. I start with myself, and you know, you got to be able to give it as good as you can take it. It's all lighthearted. It's fun, and nobody gets hurt. And I'm planning on doing two great shows at the Helium Comedy Club Sunday night.
All right, so why did you become a stand-up comic? I think it is an incredibly difficult job. I mean, to stand up there and you just hope people laugh. I mean, and I can't imagine getting started is easy at all.
Yeah, did you start with stand-up or with acting?
I started with stand-up. I started as a stand-up comedian. Then I kind of went away from it for a while, acting, and I'm back into it. I love it. I love the challenge of it. I love the unpredictability of it, for better or for worse. And it's just a never-ending jigsaw puzzle. You know, you look at somebody like Dave Chappelle, who's had a career of monumental performances and shows and specials, and he may have just topped that with his last special. So I think as long as you're living and you're taking things in, you can continue to do stand-up until the wheels fall off.
Every time I ask a comedian, you already dropped his name, but every time I ask someone, you know, who's just killing it out there? Who are you paying attention to? Chappelle is always number one on that list, isn't he?
His special was phenomenal. He's
one of the best. He's one of the best ever. He's great. I mean, there's so many different comedians that are good. You know, I think Amy Schumer is a lot of fun. Obviously, Chris Rock is really good. Jerry Seinfeld continues to kick butt. There's a bunch of really good ones.
You know, one of the roles that I really love from you, and Jane, Jane and I talk about bingeable shows all the time, mm-hmm. and I don't think you've ever watched Justified, have you?
Yes.
I love Timothy Olyphant. And you, I don't know, was that the last season of Justified when you kind of played the bad guy, Michael?
I think it was the second to last. I don't know if it was the fourth or the fifth. It might have been the fifth, and they finished with six. But yeah, I had a great time doing that show.
It's just it's one of those shows, I think, that sort of flew under the radar to a certain extent.
Kind of a cult thing there. Yeah.
Yeah, it did. It did. But it's a good show, it you know, really and then people still stream it and you know, great actors. And I had a really good time doing it. It was a fun part.
What are you doing right now, television wise?
Well, right now, obviously, I'm on tour doing stand up. I have the fourth season. We're getting ready to shoot the fourth season of my Netflix show called Atypical, which has been a very great response. We've done three seasons. It's on Netflix, Atypical. It's a really good show, family show, sweet show about a dysfunctional family raising a son with autism. And it's very funny. It's very touching. It's dramatic, but also got a really good sense of humor. So I'm doing that. We're getting ready to start fourth season. And other than that, I'm just gearing up to come to St. Louis and kick butt on Sunday night.
Yay.
So I feel badly that I haven't seen Atypical, but that's Jennifer Jason Leigh in that too. That's a half hour show, right?
Half hour show on Netflix. Yep.
I gotta check that out because we talk about it all the time.
I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm old,
but I look for half hour shows because you get to that point, you're winding down, you put the kids to bed, and then all of a sudden, do you have an hour in you? So the 30 minute shows I really like, so I'm gonna have to check that out for sure. All right.
Yeah, it's a good one. I wouldn't mention if it wasn't good. It's really good, easy to watch. And it's a family show, and you know, I think you'll appreciate it.
Michael Rappaport, thank you for coming on here this afternoon, and he's coming to St. Louis next time. If you're here on a Friday, we'd love to have you in the studio. Michael Rappaport, comedy.com. Two shows at Helium this Sunday night. We got pretty good weather for you this weekend, Michael. So hopefully you'll be able to enjoy that as well.
I'm ready to go, and I appreciate you guys having me on, and I can't wait to perform and rock and roll at the Helium Comedy Club Sunday night.
Have a blast. Right. We'll talk soon. Thanks, talk Michael soon. Rappaport. We'll see you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.